Well, gosh, Sir Charles, when I first interviewed you, it was a very electrifying interview indeed. You were still, I don't know, pretty trusting and not so quick to be suggesting that something, photographs might have been tampered with or NASA might have done something wrong. I mean, I recall the hesitancy in your voice, and now, just a couple of interviews later, you're beginning to sound, well, Sir Charles, just a little cynical. Would you say that's accurate?
Yes, I do, and unfortunately it is. In fact, in the course of doing this research, I've discovered that in the past, NASA was caught tampering with images. There's an article in Mars News from November 8, 2002, that they had presented a low-res cropped image in place of a much higher resolution image that they had, and this was discovered by, of all people, Richard Hoagland.
Now, why would they have done that?
Well, and that's a question that nobody has ever really resolved. They presented less data than they actually had, a smaller cropped image with lousy resolution, and said this was the best one that they had. And then 3 months later, they released the actual image. It had already been obtained by both Keith Laney, who's a contractor for NASA, and by Richard Hoagland.
Yes.
And they had exposed the fact that NASA had indeed tampered with the data. And the interesting thing is, many of the Mars research community attacked them and accused them of fraud. Somehow they had cooked up this higher resolution image, when in fact...
you know, you can cook up lower res, but you can't cook up higher res.
That's true. And in the end, it turns out that the researchers who made the accusations were dead wrong. So NASA does, in fact, tamper with data from time to time, and there's a history of it.
Now, this photograph that you referred to, the low res presented by NASA first and then later the high res, what was the photograph of?
It was a photograph of the Cydonia region that Richard has such great interest in.
Of course.
Yes.
And when the high res version became available, what shocking information was on that would have justified the presentation of a much lower res image?
Well, that's the interesting thing. There's nothing really shocking or outstanding about it. It's just a better picture. And I've looked at the image, and I don't see anything outstanding about it. It just proved that they did not release the highest res image they had, that they, in fact, lied about having the higher res image and failed to release it until later.
Well, could that not have been a simple mistake?
Well, it's a possibility. It's a possibility. But at this point, I have my doubts about such things.
Yeah,
and I've run across a number of cases just recently with the opportunity images, particularly panoramic images and navigation images from Sol 167 and 168, where they have obviously been deliberately tampered with.
Uh-oh.
They have cut away or cropped parts of the images so that it looks like there's an edge of a crater wall with sky showing, when in fact, if you look at the identical images side by side, all of that area is filled with rock and other details. And in later edits showing up on Sol 168 particularly, somebody has left their signature or vanity mark in the white cropped away area of the image, and it looks like a little space invader. And it's unusual in how it's hidden, and to find it takes a little bit of skill in the photo editing program, but it is definitely there, and that's listed on my site as well.
You're suggesting that somebody put a little...
like a watermark.
Inscribed as sort of an initial or some sort of little symbol?
It's a little symbol. It looks rather like... have you ever seen the game, some of the Japanese video games that have the small, like the Space Invaders figures?
Sure.
It looks exactly like one of those, and it's embedded in the white portion of the image, and the way they did it so it would be invisible is they picked colors that were so close to white that you can't see it with the human eye, but it does show up with a computer.
So the implication is they're tampering with photographs.
They are indeed tampering with images. Now, I looked at other images taken by the navigation cameras on the same Sol, wondering what it might be, if they were trying to hide something, what it might be.
Yes.
And, of course, I found previous images showing evidence of geysers and water flow. And when I magnified one specific image, it showed dark objects in the sky, and it showed, when I did a contrast enhancement, what appears to be the jet of a geyser erupting in the same direction.
Oh.
So whether that's actually what it is or not is difficult to say, but it certainly looks like a geyser erupting with enough force to throw a couple of stones into the air.
Well, gee, let's speculate. Why would they want to hide that?
Well, I don't know, and they have not yet admitted that the geysers are there, and yet they're clearly there, and so are the signs of recent water activity.